The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Atani daf he. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Lefuah shelema Eliyahu Hayim ben Shafia Sofia. El narefanado betoch she'ar chole amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on daf he, and we will start at the Mishnah. Ad matay shu'alin et geshamim. Mishnah asks, until when do we ask for the rain? Until when do we say, Barech aleinu v'ten talu matal bracha? Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad she'avor ha-Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Meir omer, ad she'yaseh Nisan. Until the month of Nisan passes. Shnei emar, v'yored lachem geshem moreh u'malkosh barishon. So we do see in the Pasuk in Yoel that it does rain in the first month, and therefore rain in the first month Nisan is not considered a curse, and therefore they would ask for rain through the month of Nisan. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Le Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzhak, Yore b'Nisan hi. You're telling me in the Pasuk that we just read from Yoel, it says, V'yored lachem geshem more u'malkosh. Yore is a type of rain. So it says that the Yore rain fell in the month of Nisan. So the Gemara asks, Yore b'Nisani? Does Yore come in Nisan? Yore b'Mar Hashvanu. We know that the Yore rains are the winter rains. They fall in Mar Hashvan. Netanya, because we have a Beraita, Yore b'Mar Hashvan. The Yore rains fall in the month of Hashvan. Umalkosh, those type of rains fall in Nisan. So Amar Le, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Bime Yoel ben Petuel Nitkayem Mikrazeh. This pasuk was an exceptional situation that took place in the times of the prophet Yoel ben Petuel. It says over there was a famine. Yeter agazam achal ha'arbe. Jesus, it got so bad that any remaining grass or herbage that was in the fields was eaten by the locust, which means there was a famine, actually there was a drought, and therefore there was no food, there was no product growing. That year, it went through the whole rainy season, Adar was over, and still no rain. The first rains fell, the first period of rain, fell in Nisan, actually on Chodesh Nisan. Amar lahem navi liYisrael. So the prophet told the Jewish people, Se'u v'zir'u. Go out and take your seeds that you have and go plant them. Amru lo, mi sheyesh lo kav hitim o kabayim se'urim. Somebody that has a measure of hitim, a kav of hitim, or a measure, or two measures of se'urim of barley. Yochelenu v'yihyeh, o yizre'enu v'yamut. Should he eat it in order to sustain himself and live, or should he use them to plant? But then if he uses them to plant, he's going to die, because by the time the stuff grows, he's going to die of hunger. Amar lehem afal pichin se'u v'zir'u. He told them, take your seeds that you have and plant them. Na'asa lahem nis. A miracle happened to them. And what happened? V'nitkale lahem ma shebekotalim u'ma shebechore nimalim. The hidden pieces of food that were in the walls, that the mice would store in the walls for themselves, and what was in the ant holes, that the ants also that would save, became revealed to them. And therefore they were able to sustain themselves on this food that became revealed to them. Right? As she says, She'atzru ha'achbarim. Yatzu v'zar'u. So they went out and planted. Sheni, ushlishi, v'ribi'i. So it rained on the first, they planted on the second, the third, and the fourth. V'yarda lahem ribi'a sheniya b'hamisha b'nisan. The second rain, the second period of rain fell for them on the fifth of Nisan. Hikribu omer b'shisha asar b'nisan. On the 16th of Nisan already, they brought the Korban HaOmer. That means they cut the new crop, the new wheat, and already they brought it as the Korban HaOmer. Nimset, Tevu'ah gedela b'shisha chodashim. Normally wheat that takes 6 months to grow, gedela b'ahad asar yom. Grew in 11 days, from the 5th to the 16th. Nimsa Omer HaKarev Metivua Shel Shisha Chodashim. The Korban HaOmer that's normally brought from wheat that's at least 6 months old, because they planted in Tishri and it's picked, it's plucked in Nisan, which is 6 months. Karev Metivua Shel Ahad Asar Yom. Instead, it was picked from wheat that grew in 11 days. And on this, the Gemara says, "V'alotu ador hu omer." David HaMelech referred to this generation when he said in his Tehillim, "Azorayim b'dma'a, b'dina yichsoru." Says when they were planting, "Azorayim b'dma'a," they were crying because they had nothing left to eat. However, "b'dina yichsoru." Well, when they reaped, they reaped in joy. "Haloch yelech u'bacho." Right, when they were walking, "Haloch yelech u'bacho," they were crying. "Noseh Meshech Hazara," but they ended up carrying a container filled with seeds. "May haloch yelech u'bacho noseh meshech." Now, obviously, it's not talking about the people, because the people, it says in the beginning of the pasuk, "Azureim b'dema'a b'dina yeksoru." So, who's this haloch yelech referring to? So, the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda, shor kishu choresh holech u'boche." Normally, when the ox, when he's plowing, so he cries, because it's hard work for him to plow. "Ubahazirato ochel haziz minatelim." But in this case over here, when he plowed, going forward, he plowed. On the way back, already there was growth. Already he was able to eat some of the little grass that started to grow in the fields, the sprouting grass, exactly. As she says in the second line, "Bahalichato lachloshatelim." When he went to plow the furrows, he cries. "Ubahazirato ochel haziz shahat." That's the small grass. "Minatelim," from the furrows, "shizaru ba'alichatan, shikshu zorea miyad, mathelet ligadel." They start to grow immediately. "Vezeu bo yabo birna." That's what it means. He came back, birna, meaning rejoicing. "May nose alumotav." What does it mean, carrying the container of seed? "Amar av chizda, v'amni la b'matnita." Tana, we learned in the Braita, "Kane zeret. Shibolet zerati," which is the kane was one zeret, was one hand span long, and the shibolet was two hand spans. What is this referring to? So look at Rashi. And she says, "My boya bo b'rina nosei alumotad," that they were carrying the containers of seeds. If it's referring to the fact that there was a lot of wheat for them to eat, says that already. So what is this referring to? Kane is like the straw that's on top of the wheat. The wheat has two parts. Has a kane and a shibolet. The shibolet is the stalk of the wheat that has in it the kernels. So the stalk is usually small, and the ear, which is the unedible part of it, that's very long. That she actually tells us that the kane is usually three or four times the size of the shibolet. Over here was the opposite. Here the shibolet was twice the size of the kane. That means the wheat, the food part that was inside that shibolet, was substantial. And that's why it says, "Nose alumotav," they were carrying the bundles of grain, because the shibolet, the ear, that's the container where it's stored in, was twice the size, zeratayim, than the kaneh that was on top of it. Now, this statement was a statement, conversation between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzhak. Now the Gemara, for the next daf, is going to go on and discussing different conversations that Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzhak had with each other. Amar le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzhak. So Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzhak, "My dichtiv," what does it mean in the pasuk? "Ki kara Hashem l'ra'av." That God called for the famine. "V'gam ba'i la'ares shebach shanim." And he came to the land, meaning called it in famine for 7 years. I mean, there was a 7 year famine. So the Gemara says, this was in the times, as she says, of Yehoram, the son of Ahav. 7 year famine called on the Jewish nation. So the Gemara says, what did they eat for those 7 years? "Behanach shevach shanim may achol." Amar le, achi amar Rabbi Yohanan. The first year they ate the food that they had in their cupboards, in their house. The second year they started to eat what was in the fields, whatever they could rummage from the fields. They started to eat the flesh of kosher animals. In the fourth year they had to start eating the flesh of animals that were teme'im, and obviously were not kosher. Hamishit basar shikasim urmatzim. In the fifth year, they had to start eating the creeping, crawly creatures, the shikatzim and the remasim. Right? These abominable creatures. Shishit basar benehem ubnotehem. But manan, in the sixth year, they were reduced to eating the flesh of their children. Rashi says, Achlu basar benehem miksatam. Which means, not all the people were reduced to this, but some of them were reduced to this. Shvi'it, and we'll see why Rashi had to say that. Shvi'it basar zero'otehim. They ended up eating the flesh of their own bodies. The kayim mashin emar, to fulfill what the pasuk said, ish besar zero yochelu. That each person, each was reduced to eating his own flesh. Now the Maharsha points out over here, what does Rashi have to come out and say that they only part of them ate the flesh of their children? What does Rashi want with that? So he says like this. Rashi katab miksatam ubiera maharsha shebaal korchach lo kulam igiu ledekach. You have to say that not everybody got to that. Sharei le'el mevoar sheyu anashim sheyu lem besof haraav kaf chaitim ukabayim se'orim. The above story with Yoel ben Petuel, where there was a famine, that's the same story that we're reading about now. And we know that the Prophet said, whoever has a kaf chaitim, go plant it. That means those people will not eat their children's flesh, because they had still some storage. So therefore, Rashi had to come out and tell us, miksatam, in order that it shouldn't be a contradiction to what we learned above. Because there were people in the 70s that still had some food left over, and yeah, they planted it. So that's the Maharsha's understanding of Shittat Rashi. Comes the Gemara and continues. Next, the Rasha. Amar leve amar le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzchak. May dichtiv. What does it mean in the pasuk? Where is this pasuk? This is in Hosea. Bekirbecha kadosh. In your midst, there's holiness. Velo avo beir. And I will not come into the city. So the Gemara says, Mishum de bekirbecha kadosh. Because there's holiness in your midst. Lo avo beir. God's not going to come to the city? Doesn't make sense. On the contrary, where there's holiness, God enters the city. Here it says, Bekirbecha kadosh, lo abo ba'ir. And I'm not going to come to the city. So what does it mean? Amar le'achi amar Rabbi Yohanan amar kadosh baruch hu. Lo avo birushalayim shel ma'ala. I am not going to enter Jerusalem of above. There is a city of Jerusalem in Shamayim. God says, I'm not going to enter and build that city of Jerusalem in the heavens. Ad she'abo lirushalayim shel mata, until I build the city of Jerusalem on earth. What does this mean? Rashi. Lo avo birushalayim. V'hachi ka'amar. Ad she'yehe bekirbecha kadosh lemata. Which means as if the pasuk is saying, until the Jewish people are able to sanctify the Jerusalem on earth. I'm not going to enter Yerushalayim shel ma'ala. So this verse is bekirbecha kadosh. Ad sheyehe bekirbecha kadosh, until in your midst there'll be holiness. Lo avo ba'ir. I'm not going to enter the upper Jerusalem. So the Gemara says, umiika Yerushalayim lema'ala? Is there an upper Jerusalem? We've never heard such a situation. Is there a Jerusalem in the heavens? The Gemara says, in, yes. Dichtiv Yerushalayim Benuya, the Jerusalem that is built, Ke'ir Shehuberala Yahdav, like the city that is connected to it. That seems Jerusalem as a sister. Shehubera, it's a twin city. The city on earth as a city parallel to it in the Shamayim. Rashi says, Yerushalayim Shelmata Tehe Benuya, the Jerusalem of below is going to be built, Ke'ir Shehuberala, like the city that's attached to it, Shehi Kayotseba, Haverta, like its friend, Medugmata, and it's similar to it. Bechlad Ika Yerushalayim Ahariti, must be there's another Jerusalem. So Rashi deduces, where's this other Jerusalem? Mehechan Imlo Nemala. If it's not above, right, then where else is it? That's referring to Yerushalayim Shel Ma'ala. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idichtiv, What does it mean in the pasuk? This pasuk is in
Yirmiyah.
Ubachat. Let's read it correctly. Ubachat yibaru v'yichsalu musar havalim etzu. Let's get the words. Ubachat in one yibaru. Yibaru is like a bar. Bar is like a senseless, like a ish bar lo yeda. Bar is like a fool. V'yichsalu. Yichsalu is they're going to do things in a silly way. Imbeciles. Musar havalim. The musar, the rebuke of vanities, habalim, etzu is a tree. Now what in the world is this pasuk talking about? So that's what Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak. Four lines on the bottom. Amar le, hachi amar Rav Yohanan. Ahati, there is one sin, shemibaeret l'shaim begehinam, that causes the l'shaim to burn in gehinam. Maihi, what is that sin that the Rishayim do that causes them to burn? Avodah Zara. It's the idolatry. Why? Ketivaka Musar Havalim. The Musar of vanities is what? Etzu, it's a tree. Uchtivatam Hevel Hema. It is vanities, Maaseh Tartoim. It is actions of delusion. What's delusion? Meaning Avodah Zara. Things that are meaningless things, useless things.
Like wood.
Yeah, like the wood. So that she says over here. Look at three lines on the bottom. Ubahat ibaru v'yichsalu musar havalim etzu ilad gezerah shava. If I didn't make this gezerah shava to teach me that the pasuk was talking about avodah zara, hava mashma atumim ka'etz. I would have said that the goyim, they are closed like a tree. Lekabel musar. They don't receive musar. V'lashava yulokin, which God chastises them, God rebukes them, God punishes them, but they're like a tree. They're closed. They don't receive. They don't accept the musar. They don't change their ways, and therefore musar havalim. The musar of the goyim is havalim. It's vanities. It's a waste of time. Why? It's because the guys are they're like trees. For this, the Rasha comes along and says, no, it's telling you, ba'achat, there's one sin, next Rashi, avera shen osim, there's one sin that they do, yitba'aru ha-kisilim, Rishayim, the kisilim, what they're going to burn. And what is that? The fact is that they worship the what? Musar ha-balim. What is this vanities that they involve themselves in? That's the ayat, it's the wood. And we have another person that says, hevel, hema ma'aseh ta'atuhim, which you're not referring to, avodah zarah, and that's what does them in. And that's why they're going to get punished. That's the punishment. V'amali Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Another derasha. Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzchak. What does it mean in the pasuk? Kishetayim ra'ot asa imi. It says the Jewish people, this is the prophet, Zechariah, Yirmiyah. The prophet says that the Jewish people did two wrongs with me. Shtayim ra'ot asa imi. Tartin, hava, it is two, dehavu, esrin, ve'arba, shevika lehu. So what do you mean? It's not two. The Gemara says it was not two sins that the Jewish people did. It's actually 24. Well, what are the 24? So that she says on the bottom, bitmiya, the Gemara is asking a question. What do you mean? You're telling me it's only two? It's 24 that they left. So you read it like this, tartin, hava, they actually left 24 different things. What are they, as she says? 24 different sins that the Prophet Yechezkel enumerates that the Jewish people sinned at that time. Vishna harina, or a second understanding, sha'avru al chav dal sifarim. They went against the 24 books of Tanakh. And that's what's referring to over here. That's it's two, not two, it's 24. So he says, now I'll tell you what it means. Amale haki amar of Yohanan. Ahat shi shekula kishtayim. They did one sin, but that's compared to two sins. Meaning it's in weight, the sin is compared to two. Why? What is that? Umayniu avodah zara. This is referring to the sin of avodah zara. Why? What's so bad? Kishtayim ra'ot asa imi. What are the two sins the Jewish people did? Number one, oti azevu mekor hayim. First of all, they left the true source of life. They left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's one thing to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but where did they go instead? Lachsov lahem, to go dig for them borot borot nishbarim. They went and dug for themselves broken wells. That the pasuk ends and says that cannot catch any water, which means it's not enough. You left God, which was a beautiful wellspring, but you went to an empty, dry spring well instead, the sin of Avodah Zarah is a double sin. Number one, leaving God, the Emet, and number two, going to the Sheker. That's a double hit. Now the Gemara says, what does it say regarding the Goyim? The Pasuk says like this. We quote, Ki Ebru Iyechitiyim. Go look at the aisles of the Kitiyim, those are the Goyim. Ur'u, and see. The Kedar Shilhu. Go to the Kedar, the Kedriyim. Vidboninu Me'od. And go study, analyze them. Ha'imir Goy Elohim. Do they ever trade their God? They have loyalty to their God, these people. Do they ever trade their God? Vehema lo Elohim. And they have no God. See, their God is fake. Their God is false. But they're loyal to it. They never traded in. Vami, but my nation, Hemir Kevodo Belo Yo'il. My nation, they transferred me and they left me without any benefit. And the Gemara explains how loyal the Goyim are to the Avodah Zarah, even though it makes no sense. Tana, Kutiyim Ovdim La'ish. The Kutiyim, they worship the fire. The Kadriyim Ovrim Lamayim. The Kadriyim, they worshipped water. Even though the Kutiyim know that the water could put out the fire, lo himidu Elohim, they still were loyal to their God, even though they know it's fake. How powerful could the fire be if the water could extinguish it? But still they said, this is our God, we're going to serve it. So Borei Olam says, ve'ami himir kevodi belo yo'il. My nation, they had the real stuff, God Almighty, and what did they do? They traded them in for nothing, and therefore it's a double sin. Number one, you left God. And number two, where did you go to? Kishtayim ra'ot asaymi. One sin, that's a double. V'amalir of Nachman Rav Yitzhak. Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzhak. Next derasha. My dichtiv. Vayhi ka'asher zaken Shemuel. And it was at the time that Shemuel HaNavi became old. So the Gemara asks, Umi siv Shemuel kule hay? Did Shemuel age? Shemuel wasn't old at all. Veha bar nun bet hava. Shemuel died at 52 years old. That's relatively young. So how could the pasuk say vayiki zaken? Now how do we know he died at 52? The amar mor met ben nun bet shana zeu mitato shel Shemuel Ramati. Gemara says in another place that if a person dies at certain ages, it's considered karet. Wow. In his 50s. However, if somebody dies at 52, that's not karet. 52 is called mitato shel Shemuel Ramati. That's the death of Shemuel. So you see, he died at 52. So why is it called vayiki zaken? Amar le achi amar Rabbi Hanan. So this is what Rabbi Hanan said. Zikna kafsa alav. He aged. He was young, but he looked like a very old man. He went white. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, God says, Nihamti ki himlachti et Shaul. After Shaul HaMelech did not kill the descendants of Amalek, who actually brought back the animals from the war, so Borei Olam said, I regret that I made Shaul the king. Amar lefanav. So Shemuel didn't take that well. Shemuel told Borei Olam, Ribono shel Olam, Shekaltani kemoshev Aharon. You compared me to Moshe and Aharon. Dichtiv, Moshe and Aharon bechohanav, uShmuel bekonei shemo. The pasuk is comparing that Shmuel in his day was equal to not only Moshe, he was equal to Moshe and Aharon combined. And Moshe and Shmuel asked Hashem, Borei Olam, Ma Moshe v'Aharon lo betlu ma'ase yedem b'chayehem. Just like Moshe and Aharon had the zechut that their student remained alive and succeeded in their days, which means who was the student of Moshe and Aharon? Yeshua. As the Gemara says in another place, Moshe Rabbeinu was the teacher of Yeshua as well as Aharon. It says Yeshua would leave the shi'ur of Aharon at Kohen. And therefore he says, God, just like you gave Moshe and Aharon a zechut, that they were able to see their prodigy, they were able to see their students succeed in their lives, I don't want to see my student, meaning the one that I coronated. After all, Shemuel was the one that inaugurated Shaul as the king. I don't want to see in my life that my handiwork is going to be undone.
He has to die.
Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heki Ya'amid. So he asked, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what do you want me to do? Limut Sha'ul, to kill Sha'ul, lo kashavik Shmuel. Shmuel's not letting him. Shmuel did not let. Shmuel says, as long as I'm alive, I don't want to see the demise of Shaul. So look at that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tzaddikim. He says, to kill Shaul, I can't. Shmuel won't let me. Limut Shmuel, so to kill Shmuel, that he doesn't have to see the demise of Shaul. Adizutar, he's young. Meranene abatre, the people are going to start to accuse him as maybe he was corrupt, and that's why he died young, and therefore it's going to cast aspersions against Shmuel. Lo dimut Shaul ve lo dimut Shmuel. Well, to keep both of them alive, I can't do that either. Why? Kevar egia malchut David, because it's already the time for David to become the king. Ve'en malchut nogat b'chaverta afilu kemlo nima. And we have a rule that once it's the time for a new king to take over, they do not overlap even a hair's breadth. Which means once it's the time of David, Shaul cannot be around, Shmuel cannot be around. So therefore, I can't keep them both around once David HaMelech's time comes. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Akfis alav zikna. Let me make Shmuel look very aged. So now when he dies, the people will not say he was corrupt. Or say, they'll think he's an old man. They'll say, oh, he's not 52. They'll think he's, much older than that. Ha'inu dikhtiv, and this is what it means in the Pasuk. Ve'Shaul yoshib begiv'ah tahat ha'eshel. It says Shaul, a melech, sat in Giv'ah, that's in the territory of Binyamin, tahat ha'eshel, under the tree, meaning he was the king, Barama, in the area of Ramah. Now Ramah and Giv'ah are in totally different places. So the Gemara says, v'chi ma'inyan Giv'ah etzel Ramah. What's the connection between the city of Giv'ah and Ramah? Actually, who lived in Ramah? Shmuel Ramati. Mm-hmm. So what's Giv'ah, Shaul's area, compared to Shmuel's area? Ela lomar lecha, migaram leShaul sheyeshev beGiv'ah shtei shanim u'mechsa. Who caused Shaul HaMelech to remain king for 2.5 years in Giv'ah? Tefilato shel Shmuel Ramati. The prayer of Shmuel Ramati, which means not the full 2.5 years, because Shaul committed the sin, let's say 6 months into his kingdom. So therefore, he got an additional 2 years of king as a result of the prayer of Shmuel. I mean, Shmuel died first, and therefore, because he did not want to see the demise of Shaul, and Shaul's kingdom continued until the moment of David, and then he died. So the Gemara asks, Gemara says, "Umi medhe gavra mekame gavra." Do we push a person away for another person? Which means, right, Shmuel now is dying young, because now it's going to come the time for David to take over. So as always, we're pushing one person as a premature death, Shmuel, mekame gabra. So David already can come in. Does God do that? Does God take somebody prematurely, like in the case of Shmuel, in the front of David? It happens. Either he didn't deserve it because of his actions. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan, my dichtiv al ken chasavti benevi'im haragtim beimrefi. God says, I killed the prophets by my word, b'maasehem lo ne'emar, not because of their deeds, ela beimrefi, just because that was my word. Alma midhe gavra mekame gavra. Yes, indeed. That sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a gezerah, like in the case of Maaseh de Shmuel, and therefore he did indeed die as the word of God prematurely in order to set it up for the next kingdom. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzhak, the story. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzhak havu yatvim b'seudata. They were both sitting in a seudah. Amale Rav Nachman Rav Yitzhak. So Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzhak, Lema mor milta. Say a chidush, give us a halakha. The Bnei Torah on the table. Amale, hachi amar Rav Nachman, en masichin b'se'udah. Shema yagdim kane laveshet, v'yavo lidei sakana. So he told him, I have a tradition, but I love Rabbi Hanan, you're not allowed to talk during the meal. Why? Because if you're going to talk when you have food in your mouth, the food might go down the wrong pipe. Instead of going down the food pipe, it might go down the trachea. No, and therefore, Shema Yagdim Kaneh Leveshet, right? Maybe the Kaneh, it's going to go down the wrong pipe to the Kaneh instead of the Veshet. And therefore, instead of the esophagus. And therefore, what's going to happen? Yeah, well, it's going to have to choke. So it's funny. He told him, say the Devar Torah. That's the Devar Torah. You can't talk. You can't say anything during the Seuda. Batar the Sa'ud. After they finished the Seuda, Amar Leh, so he told, now I'll tell you Hadush. Amar Leh, Achi Amar of Yohanan. Yaakov Abinu lo met. Yaakov Abinu did not die. אמר לה, וכי בכדי ספדו ספדניה, וחנתו חנתיה, וקברו קבריה? What do you mean? Did they eulogize him for nothing? Did they embalm him for nothing? Did they bury him for nothing? Didn't we read that when Yaakov Abinu died, they eulogized him, they buried him, they embalmed him? So what are you saying, Yaakov Abinu lo met? Amar leh, he says, what do you want? Mikra ani doresh. I have a pasuk to substantiate this. Shnei emar. Ve'ata al tira avdi Yaakov ne'um Hashem. God tells Yaakov, don't be scared. Ve'al tehat Yisrael. Yisrael, which is another name for Yaakov. Do not be fearful. Ki hineni moshi'acha merachok. I'm going to redeem you in the future. Ve'ed zara'acha from far places. Ve'ed zara'acha me'eris shviyam. And I'm going to redeem your children from the land of the captivity. Makish hu lezaro. So the pasuk compares Yaakov Abinu to his descendants. Ma zar'o b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Just like his descendants are alive, so he's alive also. Which means, what do you want? I don't know what to tell you. I have a pasuk over here. The pasuk's putting his children and him in the same pasuk to teach us what? There's a similarity between Yaakov and his children. That she comes along and tells us that this is to be taken literally because he quotes us, afu b'chayim, God is going to bring Yaakov into the exile, so he will see firsthand the redemption of his children. What does it say every day that we say in Vayosha? Vayar Yisrael etayad gedola. Now, Vayar Yisrael, Yisrael is plural. If it's talking about Bnei Yisrael, it's saying Vayiru Yisrael. And who is this talking about? It says Yaakov Abinu. Vayar Yisrael. Yaakov was standing there at Yamsuf and he saw the Jewish people. Come on, that's what she says. Vayar Yisrael, the Shinon Yisrael Saba, the old grandfather Yisrael. Udhantu Hantaya. Ah, but that which it says, they embalmed him and they did all that stuff. Nidme Lahim Shemit. It looked like he was dead. Aval, hi, hi, he really was indeed living. Comes the Gemara and continues.
Living with his own body, physical body?
Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Kol ha'omer, Rahav, Rahav, Miyad Nikri. Anybody that says Rahav Azona's name, Rahav, Rahav, just by mentioning her name, he has a seminal discharge. Amaleh Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, what are you talking about? Ana Amina, velo echpatli. I said the name, nothing happened to me. Amaleh, he said, ki ka Amina biyod'a u'makira. I'm talking about people who knew her and mentioned her name, because this would cause a person to come there, Tuma, that she says yod'a u'makira, it's the same thing. People who knew her and knew her. Tosfot has a different interpretation. She's Tosfot says, "Biyodah makira kamina perush biyodah sheba aleha umakira shra ota." Those people that were with her already, just the mentioning of the name would cause already a person to come to kiavu miftere mahadadeh. When the two rabbis of Nachman and of Yitzchak, they had all these conversations, all these Devar Torah they shared together, the different derashot, the pesukim. So when they were leaving each other, when Rav Nachman was leaving Rav Yitzchak. Right, because Rav Nachman was the one that was asking Rav Yitzchak all these questions. Mm-hmm. So it says Rav Nachman was the student, Rav Yitzchak was the rabbi. So when Rav Nachman was leaving Rav Yitzchak, Amar Leh, so he told Rav Yitzchak, Livrechan Mor, bless me. Amar Leh, Emshol Lecha Mashal Lema Adavar Dome. I'm going to give you a mashal to what this is like. Le Adam Shaya Olech Bamidbar, a fellow that's walking in the desert. Vaya Ra'ev, he was hungry. Ve'ayev, he was tired. Ve'sameh, he was thirsty. Umasa ilan sheperotav metukin. He found a tree that had fruit that was very sweet. Vislonae, and a nice comfortable shade, the amata maim over tahtav, and a brook of water that was flowing underneath it. Achal mipirotav, he ate from the fruit, v'shatam imimav, and he drank from the waters, v'yashav b'sillo, and he sat in the shade. Ukshebikesh lilech, when he wanted to leave, amar ilan ilan, b'meh abarechecha, tree, tree, how can I bless you? B'meh abarechecha, how can I bless you? Im omer lecha shiyu perotecha metukin, if I'm going to bless you that your fruit should be sweet, hare perotecha metukin, they're sweet already. Shiyes lecha na'eh, that your shade should be comfortable, hare selecha na'eh, it's comfortable already. Sheteh matamayim overet tahtecha, to bless you that the waters should flow beneath you, hare amatamayim overet tahtecha. Ela yiratzon shekol neti'ot shenot'im mimcha, that any sapling, any tree that descends from you, that they take from you and they plant it again in the ground, you kimotcha, meaning your descendants should be like you. Afata, so to you, Rav Nachman, b'ma barecheka, how am I going to bless you? Im b'Torah, if I'm going to bless you, that you should have Torah, hare yesh lecha Torah. That's the way that God, the Bach changes it.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the Bach. Im l'gdula, הרי יש לך גדולה. אם לכבוד, הרי יש לך כבוד. ואם בעושר, היש לך עושר. אם בבנים, הרי יש לך בנים. So you have everything. אלא ירצון שיהיו כל צאצאי מאיך כמותך. That all your descendants, all your children should be like you. ברוך הנועל לעולם. אמן.